You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
The book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 1. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, and that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and its beauty like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Get up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, his recompense before him. And he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them gently in his bosom and lead those that are with young. Now, this passage, like the passages we've looked at in the previous couple of days, announces the coming of the Lord, the glory of the Lord being revealed to his people in the wilderness. In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. But we've looked at that in the last couple of passages. And today what we want to focus on instead is the tenderness, the compassion, the gentleness of God with his people. The passage begins by saying, comfort, comfort my people. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. And the passage speaks as well of the weakness of our humanity. All flesh is grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, and the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people is grass. Nevertheless, God, who comes with might, whose arm gives him power to rule, says that he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms, carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young. This is a picture of the tender compassion of our God. He comes to this earth in human flesh, in Jesus. He comes to redeem us. He comes to save us. He comes with power, but he comes in gentleness. Matthew chapter 18, verse 12. What do you think? A man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray. Does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Jesus here speaks in a remarkable way about the compassion of God, because, of course, the one who went astray is one who sinned. But he's a good shepherd, and he knows his sheep. Any shepherd who's worked with sheep knows how weak they are, how foolish they are, how likely they are on their own to wander off and to be lost. And wandering off on their own, they're subject to all of those evils that surround them and that could destroy them. But he, rather than simply waiting for the one to come back to him, he goes out searching for the one who went astray. And when he finds it, he rejoices over it. This is a picture of the compassion of our God, of the mercy of our God. Many times, we, when we sin, are aware in our sin of our weakness, and afraid of it, and afraid of what God will say to our weakness, what God will do when he sees our weakness. But he knows our weakness. He's known it all along. As any good shepherd knows his flock, so God knows us. It's because we are weak that he came to save us. It's because we're prone to wander. It's because we go away, turn away, that God came to save us. And he rejoices when we repent. He rejoices in finding us again more than over the 99 who never had any reason to repent. It's a remarkable image of the tender compassion of God, and it's worth pondering deeply. God, in all his power and all his glory, is a God of compassion and a God of tender mercy who wants to lead us gently and care for us in that tender mercy.
This podcast was produced by the Sermons of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.